Did someone say costume contest?
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is audio blog number 27. Hey, welcome back, techie community. Thank you so much for joining me here for audio blog number 27. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. This week, we have an all-new line of Halloween products in the store, so be sure to go check those out. Last week, I had the opportunity to speak with Nick Pavlidis, a former lawyer who ditched the practice of law to create the work-life balance that fit the lifestyle he and his family truly needed. Nick is now helping others develop the life plan that suits them and ghostwriting their books to deliver on their dreams. Nick is also the creator of Ghostwriting School. If you're interested in becoming a ghostwriter, you can contact Nick at ghostwriterschool.com or ihelppeoplehelppeople.com. Be sure to also check out episode 84 as Nick shares his wisdom and how his original Law & Order plans became his next big pivot. The show notes page for episode 84 is at technology-equality.com/Nick Pavlidis. We are well into the final quarter of 2020, people. I think there are plenty of us who are quite ready to wish 2020 farewell. From COVID to killer bees, few are making the daily commute that once frustrated most of us. Long gone are the days when lengthy traffic jams were the topics of water cooler conversations. I believe I even have a blog mentioning the traffic here in the city of Boston. Many corporations made the digital transition this year as most Americans began working remote for the first time. Is this the first time that you've ever been employed in a remote manner? Many temporary home offices have become semi-permanent workstations. Maintaining files in drawers is now a thing of the past, that is, meaning January of this year. Do you still feel like you're transitioning to remote work because the old hard copy of your new digital files still exist? Is the thought of organizing your space giving you an anxiety attack? Is your space beginning to feel like that traffic jam? If you answered yes to any of the above and it has been difficult to determine where to begin, you're in luck. You found the right blog post. Most of the tips I use to eliminate this moment of organization anxiety, as I call it, are direct from my mom. She was always picking up this or that with four kids running through the house. Now, if I don't bother to pick up as I go throughout the day, I tend to get a little stir-crazy and unfocused. Your mindset is directly related to everything in your environment. The amount of daylight you're exposed to, the music or audio content you consume, and the people you interact with. When you have a clear space, you can begin to achieve a clearer thought process. If you recognize your space is the source of or is contributing to your anxiety, stay calm and smile. Recognition is one of the first and biggest steps towards making changes to any habit. My mother has always used the number 3 to simplify any organization project and provide clarity of mind throughout her daily life. It wasn't until I was an adult that I realized the many manners in which she implemented this method. She would designate 3 spaces an hour or 3 rooms a day. She would make sure she had no more than 3 personal appointments out of the house per week, be it dentist, hair, or nail salon. Her minutes, days, months, and years are simplified by her implementation of this simple pattern. Any organization project can seem overwhelming if looked at as a whole. The trick is to create a plan to get organized before you begin. I know you're thinking, who has the time to create a plan to get organized, lady? But no worries. Follow the 3 simple tips below to help you begin thinking about your organizational plan. Number 1, the mental picture. Start organizing your space by creating categories, not on paper, just a mental breakup of your space, be it kitchen, closet, filing drawer, whatever it is. Try to mentally review your daily actions to see what areas slow you down the most and what it is that you really need to clear to help you. Number 2, make a game of it.
Dedicate only 20 minutes at a time to cleaning each space. Set a built-in timer on your device to keep you on schedule. Try to beat the timer and see how much you can do. The power of three. Try picking three spaces you feel are most important or the most frequently used spaces. In an hour, you'll have completed three organization projects. It's fall, and many of us have had a good dose, if not a crash course, in the digital transition this year. I want to hear from you. How did the forced digital transformation work out in your life? Be sure to share your digital transformation story with me by sending an email to info@technology-equality.com. Did someone say costume contest? I love Halloween. My whole family loves Halloween. My parents' home was and still is the Halloween house. You know that house in the neighborhood that has to go overboard with decorations and always has the best candy? Yeah, that was my parents' house. My father would do things like put green lights under the stairs and have soundtracks of screaming people and rattling chains and fog machines blowing. He would pride himself in how many trick-or-treaters he could scare. I have witnessed grown men running from my father's front lawn. I remember one year when we even stuffed a mask and covered it in fake blood to roll down the stairs as trick-or-treaters approached. That year was definitely the funniest. One little girl, whom we as a family knew really well, she was a neighbor of ours that lived a couple of doors up, but she was not too happy about her Halloween scare. About an hour after we had scared her and she had actually originally been to the house to trick-or-treat, she literally came stomping back down the street and declared that we made her wet her pants. And it was the funniest thing in the world. I remember as kids laughing, but I also remember my father feeling really bad for the little girl. He literally just dumped the entire bucket of candy into her bag and called it a night. I've never hosted a haunted house myself, personally, but I wanted to share a COVID-safe way to enjoy Halloween this year with an online haunted house. Introducing the first annual Technology Equals Equality Halloween Hall of Horror. Have you decided on a costume this year? If so, we want to hear from you. Send us your costume picks to be included in the Technology Equals Equality Halloween Hall of Horror. To submit your pictures or short video for the Hall of Horror, simply upload them to our website by visiting technology-equality.com/Halloween. All pictures will be approved by our staff before they're added to the Hall of Horror. The winner of the costume contest will receive a $50 Amazon gift card to help you kick off your holiday shopping season. Don't forget to check out the Technology Equals Equality store for masks, mix and match costume gear, and tons of other frightfully fun items for the Halloween season. Thank you again for joining me here for audio blog number 27. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you're enjoying the show. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.